Good morning, everyone. Well, Barack Obama says he's not going to have much to say about the Gaza crisis until after his inauguration, but it certainly hasn't stopped Joe Biden, the vice president, from flexing his foreign policy muscles on issues in South Asia. He's actually visiting Islamabad, Pakistan, along with Senator Lindsey Graham. And among the stories in South Asia this morning, Pakistan says two key al-Qaeda leaders were killed in a U.S. missile attack near the Afghan border last week. It confirms earlier reports by the United States. And one of the al-Qaeda men is believed to be behind last year's Marriott hotel bombing in Islamabad and an assassination attempt against Benazir Bhutto. The late Benazir Bhutto. Joining us to talk about all of this is the BBC's Charles Haviland from Islamabad, Pakistan. Charles, thanks for joining us.
Hello there.
First of all, what's the significance of these al-Qaeda leaders being killed? I mean, how close to the sort of operational capacity of al-Qaeda does this seem to be, and how much of this is just sort of bragging rights?
Well, the American officials who have been unnamed, indeed it's not clear whether we're talking about one official or several officials talking to different news agencies, but he or they were said to have said that the deaths of these al-Qaeda leaders are a significant degradation of al-Qaeda's leadership, and that in fact they were killed by preparing acts of terror. They say that the two men, one of whom is called Osama Al-Kini, which appears to be a nickname, meaning that he was from Kenya, they say that particularly he was the head of al-Qaeda's operations in Pakistan, and the other one was a close aide of his. I did run the name by a couple of Pakistani friends, and they hadn't heard of him. So the fact that the Americans are saying he's the top al-Qaeda guy in Pakistan, we're not really sure of the whole background to that. But later, as you were saying, the Pakistani government, though unnamed sources in the Pakistani government, has indeed confirmed that these two men, going by these names that the Americans used, were indeed killed, and has described them as senior al-Qaeda leaders here, if not the top ones.
Now, these missile attacks have been very controversial inside Pakistan, but I'm wondering if the Pakistani sources confirming that these al-Qaeda individuals were casualties of the missile attack suggests that maybe there's a little more unity on the mission here. And secondly, I guess the question for anyone in authority in Pakistan after something like this is, does this mean that they're getting closer to Osama bin Laden, if at all?
Well, in terms of the controversy over the drones, I mean, the Pakistan government's public line is very much that these drone attacks, which have been going on for several months now and have killed, I think, somewhere around 200 people, the Pakistan government's line is that these are counterproductive. And certainly that would be the view of many elements in the Pakistani state, which is a fairly multifarious thing composed of lots of different organs of state, if you like. It might well be that there are some elements in the Pakistani government who are quite happy to see this happening. Indeed, there are regular reports that with some parts of the Pakistani government, there's a kind of a tacit agreement with the United States to let these attacks happen. But the political constituency of Pakistan, if you like, the man in the street, wouldn't be at all happy at the idea of this regular incursion by drones, which is very much seen as a violation of the country's sovereignty, and that is indeed how the government describes it. In terms of whether they're getting any closer to Osama bin Laden, well, this is, of course, has been promised for the last seven and a bit years, hasn't it? And nothing of the kind has happened
right yet.
The Americans, I think, will want to put a positive gloss on this, as they have already been doing, and saying that this is important. And the Pakistani authorities are admitting that these two foreign militants were killed along with a Pakistani militant. They're not suggesting that any non-combatant civilian was killed in this particular attack. And indeed, in many of the drone attacks, they do say that most of those are killed tend to be militants. But of course, it's anyone's guess where the main man might be.
Now, Joe Biden and Lindsey Graham, one former U.S. senator, now vice president-elect, and one current U.S. senator, are there in Islamabad. Do you get the impression that Joe Biden is carrying some message from Barack Obama, or is on a mission more of his own?
Well, I think that Senator Biden will probably be carrying a message from the president-elect, but I'm sure that we will not get to know its contents if that is happening. I mean, this trip was to have been a Senate Foreign Relations Committee trip with, I think, five or six senators from both of the main parties, including Senator John Kerry. Senator Kerry just pulled out at the very last moment, and it is just now Senator Biden and Senator Lindsey Graham,
So this was
as
previously
you say.
Scheduled. This was previously scheduled. It's not a new White House call or initiative.
Well, we in Islamabad only heard about it last weekend. And as I say, officially, I think it's Senate Foreign Relations Committee. But of course, there's intense interest in it.
Sure.
Because this is, if you like, the incoming administration staking out its turf, you might say. I think Barack Obama has made it clear that he believes that the central thrust of what the US calls its war on terror should now be this region, Pakistan, Afghanistan, the South Asian region. Not least, of course, because as you've been implying, Osama bin Laden is believed to be here. So the focus is perhaps shifting more and more away from Iraq to this region, and perhaps by coming here at this very late stage before his inauguration as vice president, the new administration is wanting to send a signal that Senator Obama and Senator Biden do attach a lot of importance to this region. He has already been meeting the Pakistani president. We've just had initial reports by that. And apparently has been discussing, of course, this very current situation of the strained relations between Pakistan and India, which have got much worse after those armed attacks on the city of Mumbai in November.
Right, sure. Well, Charles Haviland, BBC correspondent, at the very least, it would appear that from the perspective of Barack Obama, the profile of South Asia is greater than the profile of the Gaza crisis at this point. Charles Haviland, BBC correspondent, spoke with us from Islamabad, Pakistan, on the Joe Biden visit to South Asia, as well as the report that two key al-Qaeda leaders were killed in a U.S. missile attack last week near the border with Afghanistan.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.